This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر أكبر لا إله إلا الله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد بن عبد الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار الحمد لله we praise Allah we seek His aid and forgiveness we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and of our bad deeds whomsoever Allah guides none can misguide and whomsoever Allah allows to be led astray none can guide aright and I bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Allah the exalted and that Muhammad the son of Abdullah peace and blessings be upon him is his last messenger and servant O you who believe Be mindful of Allah and die not except in a state of submission to Him alone. O humanity, be mindful of Allah who created you from a single soul and from that created His mate and from that scatters many men and women. O humanity, be mindful of Allah and do not cut off relations with your kin. Indeed, Allah is ar-raqib, He is the monitor over you. O humanity, be mindful of Allah and speak the truth in order for Him to accept you of your deeds and forgive us of our shortcomings. And whoever obeys Allah and His messenger, has indeed achieved the greatest achievement. As to what follows, indeed the best speech is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the best guidance is that of Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. And of the worst affairs in our doctrinal system of Islam are the newly invented ones. For every newly invented affair in this situation is an innovation. And for every form of innovation is a form of going astray. And for every form of going astray is in the fire of hell. I promise. These two words, one letter and one word, I hope and pray that we have at least said this one time in the past month. Let's be honest. Each and every single one of us, young and old, have said this to someone, to ourselves, and we have not fulfilled it. Let's be honest. We probably said it not having the intention to fulfill the promise. Let's be honest. We've probably said it to someone that believed our promise. Let's be honest. Because brothers and sisters, each and every single one of us has had a euphoric moment in our life. Meaning, a moment in our life that we cannot even explain. That has happened to each and every single one of us. And guess what? It doesn't have to be in the month of Ramadan. But if we've struggled and we made an effort to taste that moment that we've had from before. Oh Allah, give me that moment that I had from before. That one moment where I was in Mecca. Or that one moment that I was in my car home, coming home from work. And it was just a moment that I felt close to Allah. Struggling and asking Allah for that moment again is what is needed. Especially in the month of Ramadan. That time where I cried sincerely because I got into an argument with my mother, my husband, my grandmother, my coworker, the brother that I've loved for so much, and he or she betrayed me. Or I betrayed them and I felt terrible about it. That feeling is what we should search for. And I use the word should because we as human beings want to strive for something better at all times. This is what I hope for myself and each and every single one of you. That we want to try to be better for Allah's sake. Meaning that we want to be better in fulfilling what Allah has given us from His bounties. That which we recognize and hoping to recognize many of the other bounties that we don't. Or that we haven't. Recognize. Hopefully in the future we will. That feeling in the month of Ramadan, I hope that we have said, "Oh Allah, I promise." Just one. Just one. In Arabic, they call this another. Another is where you make an oath to Allah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the mu'mineen in the chapter of Al-Insan, yufuna bin nadri wa yakhafuna yawman kana sharruhu mustatira. That they fulfill their oaths that they've had with Allah. Some of us have been in it through a near-death experience. And we have said internally, "Oh Allah, if you get me out of this, dot, dot, dot." Each and every single one of us, or some of us, have had that moment. A near-death experience. Some of us have had the moment, "Oh Allah, if you allow me to pass this test or this exam, dot, dot, dot. I promise, dot, dot," whatever it is. Making that promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what we hope in this beautiful month of Shawwal, the month after Ramadan, the 10th month of the Islamic calendar, that we are trying our best to review what happened in Ramadan. The good things that we've done in Ramadan. The experiences that we felt very uncomfortable in sending the text message to the brother or sister that we've had an argument with. The beautiful feeling that we've had of going in our communities and speaking with people, our community members, that may not know what Islam is about. Representing Islam and who you are and your communities. The uncomfortable moments and the motivation behind the uncomfortable moment was to please Allah. Those moments that you have went outside of your normal self, quote unquote, to do something better for the self. To further enrich the self in the month of Ramadan. But brothers and sisters, let each and every single one of us remember that moment that we had in Ramadan. Maybe it's an Eid. Maybe it's today. But hopefully, inshallah, if Allah willed that it was in the month of Ramadan, and even more that it was in the last 10 nights, and even more that it was in Laylatul Qadr, that we said, "Oh Allah, I promise I will do this one thing. I promise I will do this." Because subhanAllah, you know, the ulama, when they speak about fasting, whether you make the intention to fast in the beginning of the month, or should you make the intention every single night, tabiyyitu niyyah, they say, tabiyyit, bayyita yubayyitu min bayt, yani, do you have to make the intention every night to fast on the following day? And many scholars say, you know, you make it in the beginning of the month, well, yastashab, that it will continue on for the duration of the month. You don't have to make the intention every day. Unless you broke your fast for a particular reason, traveling, etc., then you have to make your intention again for the remainder of that month. The reason I am mentioning this is because sometimes we in Ramadan, we have the, and which is good, which we need, the generic intention. I'm going to be good in Ramadan. This is needed. This is praiseworthy. This is a key to being better than you were yesterday or yestermonth. But what Allah will always want from us is to go deeper. Allah will always want from us more healthy, intense introspection, to look deeper inside yourself. Last week I mentioned to look in the mirror. Not to fix your face, to fix your makeup, to fix your hair, to fix your soul. To look deep in the mirror at yourself and to ask those crucial questions and to answer with the sincere answer. And when you make that answer, when you answer that question, you say what? "Oh Allah, I promise. I promise I will be better to my mother. Oh Allah, I promise. I promise I will spend more time with my children. Oh Allah, I promise. I promise I will give back to the community. Oh Allah, I promise. I promise that I will send that text and apologize to my uncle. I promise." That promise. This is what we want to think about in this month of Shawwal. The promise that we made to Allah in the month of Ramadan. Living up to that promise in the remaining 11 months. Living up to that promise. Always asking myself, am I fulfilling that promise? Whatever it may be. And brothers and sisters, I'm just saying one deed that you can start to do, or one deed that you can abstain from. Make no mistake. Abstaining from a bad deed or initiating a good deed are both good deeds. It is even mentioned that what is much more difficult, Ibn Qayyim mentions, he mentions that al-kaf, withholding, abstaining from doing the haram act, is more difficult than initiating a good deed, although they are both good. But abstaining from a habitual practice that could lead to an evil act. Let's use a practical example. If we are watching Netflix, for example, having Netflix is not haram in essence. But if one watches a television program that leads them to think about something or do something that is not beneficial for them as a Muslim man, a Muslim woman, a Muslim, this can compromise the integrity or the richness of what we have faced in the month of Ramadan. Or it can pull us away from that moment that we were chasing. Remember the moment we talked about earlier? The moment that we were chasing. The moment when you're standing at the bedside in the hospital of a loved one. And you make dua from, oh Allah, if you get him out of this. Those moments, brothers and sisters. That's what literally the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he said to search for Laylatul Qadr in the last 10. Search for it to where you can enter the realm of searching for that moment. And to embrace that moment. And then to be vulnerable to Allah in that moment. And to cry in that moment. And have full regret in that moment. Have a broken heart in that moment. And to feel terrible at that moment. But know that Allah is the only one that can enrich your soul at that moment. Hoping that it will carry on for the rest of our lives. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله على إحسانه والشكر له على توفيقه وامتنانه. Just these two, the letter and the word that I mentioned, I want us to leave today and to fill or to finish the sentence. I promise that I. Just finish that sentence for yourself personally. And ask Allah to make you firm in fulfilling it. And I hope it's just not one thing. For instance, I promise to do a one particular act on this day, which is good. But let's make it something that's consistent. I promise to pray Salatul Witr the majority of the week. I promise to pray Salatul Fajr on the weekends at the masjid. I promise to pray Salatul Fajr. This is okay that you're making the intention to be better. We all have our handicaps that can be repaired. That can be repaired and that can be improved. Bi-idhnillah, by the permission of Allah. But brothers and sisters, there's one more promise that I request from us collectively and individually as well. That we promise within our du'as at least to make du'a for our brothers and sisters in Gaza. Wallahi. To make du'a for our brothers and sisters in Gaza. The fact that people were asking the question, how can we celebrate on Eid? The fact that they're asking that question stems from Iman in Allah. It stems from sympathy. Putting yourself in their shoes. Brothers, if you can come up, inshallah, make space for the ones that are entering, inshallah. Putting yourself in their shoes. Fasting the month of Ramadan, sitting and looking at the dates, waiting for your adhan, the adhan clock to go off, you know, because you have electricity and light, and a ceiling, you know, let's turn the AC, you know, the weather was hot, let's put the AC on. The weather's cold in the, at nighttime, we have to turn the heater on. All of those little minutiae that we take for granted, you're looking at it with a bird's eye view, and you're saying, subhanAllah, they don't even have this. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that there will never cease to be a nation. There will never cease to be a nation that will not be disturbed. Min man khazalahum wa man khalafahum. Beautiful hadith. He said there will never be a nation that will cease to be disturbed, that they are, whether they are from the ones that they have been betrayed. Khazalahum. And it's interesting how he said, خَذَلَهُمْ وَخَالَفَهُمْ. Those that betrayed them and those that fought against them, differed with them, fighting against them. There will never cease to be a nation. Another hadith, when he mentions these types of people, they ask, مَنْ هُمْ? He said, those that are on Bayt al-Maqdis or Akfaf, or those that are around Bayt al-Maqdis. Hadithun sahihun thabit. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam ensured that la yadur. I mean, we see this. We see this. How many people around the world, whether they're known publicly or not, that are embracing Islam because they see la yadurruhum. They are not affected by this. What do we mean they are not affected? This is the question we have to ask ourselves. So when we say, well, no, people died, they're affected. لَا يَضُرَّ إِيمَانَهُمْ يَا جَمَعَةً. It doesn't inflict upon their faith in Allah. Their trust in Allah. Their allegiance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That which is not tampered. Maybe shaken at times. But it is not totally eradicated. That is what is important. So when we are talking about the Eid and the celebration, no, it's what Allah has legislated for you to practice it. It's from the deen of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that. So when you raise your hands to Him by doing what He loves, this is what is beloved to Allah. That does not directly mean that there is no sympathy or empathy, however you want to term it, for our brothers and sisters in Palestine and around the world, particularly in Gaza now. When we make dua for them, we stand in solidarity with them and understanding their struggles. And we here educating ourselves and educating each other. When I say educating ourselves, it doesn't only mean that we talk about the historical context. This is great. But most importantly, educating ourselves about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Educating ourselves about predestination and what Allah has chosen. Educating ourselves about our nafs, our desires. And making the choice of why I am standing up for Palestine. Why? Why I am doing this? Is it a religious initiative? Is it that which it shows worship of Allah, that I'm coming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this? And these are Allah's servants, and oppression of people is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't love, and I love Allah, so I stand for the religion of Allah by standing against any type of oppression. I stand with this. This is what is important. This is our motivating factor initially. And there can be other ones as well. But most importantly, the seed and the anchor is this. When we stand outside and we may protest, we do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the servants of His in the holy places that has been desecrated, or the land, we stand for that. we do it in a fashion that still calls people to understand what Islam is about. But at the same time, we don't get slapped and then turn the other cheek. This is Islam. Again, brothers and sisters, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about our people. Our people. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about a people. It's important for us to make that promise as well. As a community, I promise. Individually, we each have the demons inside of ourselves or that influence to look inside of yourself to make that promise. Oh Allah, I will leave this off. Oh Allah, I will initiate this. To make that promise, brothers and sisters. And also to make that promise, my humble suggestion, to make that promise to make dua at least for your brothers and sisters in Gaza. We can easily say that's the least that we can do. But what's so beautiful about Islam is when we look at the dunya, the reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala despises the dunya to that degree, because it can cause you to forget about the akhirah, meaning it can cause you to forget about the deeds and the actions that remind you of the actions of the akhirah, to where we forget to pray for them at least. We forget to sit and to wonder if we were in that situation, what would happen? If we were in that situation, what would happen? So remember, brothers and sisters, in this beautiful month of Shawwal as well, fasting on the 6 days of Shawwal, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, whoever fasts the month of Ramadan, then he follows it up with 6 days from Shawwal, فَكَأَنَّمَا صَامَ الدَّهْرِ, it is as though he or she has fasted a whole year. Fasting in these 6 days, inshallah, better to be one after the other, or it can be separate, inshallah ta'ala, but preferably after finishing your 30 days of Ramadan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those that stand in solidarity for our brothers and sisters in Palestine, in Gaza. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those that stand in solidarity for our brothers and sisters in Yemen, and in China, in Rohingya, Ya Rabbil Alameen, and in Kashmir, Ya Rabbil Alameen, and في مشارك الأرض ومغاربها, Ya Rabbil Alameen, and the east and western parts of the earth, Ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those that are consistent with our promises, the most that we are able to. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those that are mindful of Him as much as we can be. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اتقوا الله ما استطعتم, be mindful of Allah as much as you can. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. اللهم صل الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم صل الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم صل الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم صل المستضعفين في كل مكان وزمان يا رب العالمين. وأمدهم بمدد من عندك يا العزيز يا القوي يا المتين يا أيها المؤمنون. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. Remember Allah and be mindful of Allah who remember you. Be thankful to Him, He will increase you. And the remembrance of Allah is the greatest thing, and Allah is well aware of what you do. أقيم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
Still, Artadilu, straighten the lines, come close to one another. Brothers and sisters, please make dua for Mr. Hashim Suleiman, the brother-in-law of Sister Mona Azmat. She's very active in the community. He just suffered an accident and he's in the ICU. Please make dua for him that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses his family with patience and brings him through safely, inshallah. And his name again, his brother Hashim Suleiman, Mr. Hashim Suleiman, Jazakumullah khairan. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina الصirat wal-mustaqim. Sirat wal-lazina an'amta alayhim. Ghayri al-maghdubi alayhim. Wala الضالين.
آمين. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.